Hey guys, welcome to the TWG Nintendo Podcast. This is Black Knight, also known as Kevin. We've got JP.
Woo!
Yeah, we got Rich.
Hey everyone.
And we got someone else now, a new member to the team, or new to the podcast at least.
The robot.
Adam.
I'm the robot.
Hey there.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds like a robot, other times it sounds human, so... Yeah, so first thing we're going to do is give it to JP. He's going to talk about something to do with Wii Points.
Yeah, we have a giveaway, which if you comment or do anything on the site, it will give you points. And whenever you have 500 Wii Points, we'll give you a 500 Wii Points game. So it's like, you know, you're getting Wii Points. And for all those details, just go to the TWGNintendo.com and in the sidebar, click on how to win Wii gifts with TWG Nintendo, and all the details are going to be there. So, yeah, it's free games, so it's always good. Check it out.
Okay, so now we're going to move into news. So first thing we're going to talk about is what Red Faction could have been. There's a leaked out trailer of Red Faction for the Wii. Well, actually, it wasn't really a trailer. It was more like, was it a tech demo more or less? Or was it just a proof of concept?
When I saw it, I didn't pay much attention. But then, like, some video for the Conduit Alpha stage or something, how it was at the beginning, they released some...
Oh, it was an alpha build.
I think it was, because, like, when I looked at the Conduit's new video... It looks kind of like roughly at the same time of the development cycle. And when I think about it, I mean, if you see the video of the Conduit, how it used to look, that game was horrible. You know, it's just like alpha stage or whatever. But if they were at the same time in the development cycle, Red Faction looks a lot better than what the Conduit looked roughly at the same time. So I think if Locomotive... was never really, really serious about this game, this could have been right there next to the Conduit and quality of graphics and everything. But you never know. It was too early to tell if they were really pushing the Wii or, you know, if it was just going to be another crappy game that they will put Waggle everywhere. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, though. Like, I think the game actually looked pretty good. I was very excited about how it was actually another, you know, shooter for the Wii. So... kind of had this little bit of momentum kind of shooters, maybe, you know, making a stand on the Wii. Because if you looked at last season, we had Metroid Prime, which is the main shooter, and then after that,
Medal of Honor 2, Heroes.
Yeah, Medal of Honor. Like, yeah, we're starting to get some shooters, so this could have been another one. And it was different about this one that it wasn't a first-person shooter like all of them. It was a third-person one.
Yeah.
So it gave it a bit of differentiation.
It kind of looks really similar to Gears of War, though.
You know, I was thinking kind of the same thing. But not as good-looking, but...
Yeah, because, like, just by the way the you know, the character is and the way that you got to take cover and, like, shoot. You know, it basically kind of, like, looks kind of like Gears of War.
I wouldn't go that far. I guess maybe it had that same sort of... It seemed to have that little bit of grittiness in the character because they both had the same kind of, you know, big necks, big blue guys.
Yeah.
So I think I had some of the style... I guess from an early build anyways, of something like, it gives more look to it, I guess. But I guess since, you know, the game's been scrapped, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, but what do you think it would have been if they wouldn't have canceled the game? Like, do you think it would be like a big game like what the Conduit is right now with all the hype?
Or... I don't think it would be Conduit level. I think it would be, like, where it would be okay. Like, you know what I mean? It would be a good game, like a solid B title.
Yeah, but I was thinking, because I researched a little bit about Locomotive, and they kind of seem like really similar to High Voltage, where High Voltage used to make I forgot how you call this.
Not original IPs, but things based off of licenses.
Yeah, licenses game. And it wasn't, like, supposedly bad, but it wasn't, like, the best out of something. You know what I mean? And now they're, like, making this huge game, The Conduit. They kind of have, like, this similar position.
I know what you're saying. Actually, you know what? If you look with a lot of the, you know... the main good titles coming on Wii, it's not coming from, you know, an Epic or, like, you know, Valve. It's coming from these, like, little developers, like High Voltage.
Platinum.
Was it 2D Boy? Was another one. Like, Medal of Honor of Heroes 2 was done by, like, another small team. These guys kind of, like, not exactly up you know, on top of their, the echelon with the rest of the game development, but they're kind of middle-class guys trying to make a grade-A, triple-A game. And I think that's kind of good, actually.
Yeah, me too.
If you look at the DS, you know, a lot of the best games come from these small design teams. And if they can kind of capture that essence and put it on Wii, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think the same thing. But I would love for, like, big developers to actually, you know, come to the Wii and do something, you know, instead of just waiting over there.
Ubisoft.
Yeah, like Ubisoft. But, I mean, it's not going to happen anymore, so too bad.
Yeah, I know. That kind of sucks. It's just kind of funny when you look at some of these titles that, you know, they choose to pump out. Then you look at titles like this that they decide to scrap away. They don't care. Like, EA doesn't care about pumping so much My Sims, right? But when it comes to something a bit bigger, you know what I mean? They kind of shy away from it. Like, THQ may scratch this, but what do they also have on the docket? Are they giving us a SpongeBob game or something like that?
I think there's a SpongeBob game and Deadly Creatures. But
you know what I mean? Like, I would much rather have maybe, you know, Red Faction and Deadly Creatures, and then maybe SpongeBob can be, you know, outsourced. It doesn't matter how good it is, right? The license sells it either way.
True. Very
That's
true.
That's why I see High Voltage and all. They do these games like shooters and things we don't see on Wii because they don't care about the money they put in it. EA and other big dev teams, they just cost them money back. So they try to go for party games, sim games, family-friendly stuff. So that's why a smaller team doing some great stuff.
I don't think that's true necessarily, though. I mean, I think they look at the Wii and they see because there's a lack of good games, like first-person shooters, for example, with the Conduit, and they say, hey, you know, instead of making a game like The Conduit on a PS3 360 flooded with first-person shooters, you can put this on the Wii, where, you know, there isn't a market for first-person shooters at all, and they can just, you know, capture it right away. There's an opportunity on the Wii because there's, you know, not enough of these hardcore games. You get what I'm saying?
Well, I think he's talking more about the money and the big developers, though. Like, you know,
any company's got to make money. I mean, you find it's very few developers actually do it for the passion. We need the money to stay afloat either way.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I agree with what he's saying, though, because it's true. Like, if you have a company, your purpose is supposed to satisfy your customers. Instead of satisfying their customers, what they're doing is just doing whatever it takes to get the more money out of whatever games they're making. You know, they're not satisfied.
That's BS. A company's first priority is to the shareholders. They're the one who gives them the money.
I know, but they should care. I mean, if you don't have customers, you don't have a company. So, like, you should satisfy your customers first. If you satisfy your customers, you will have money. They will pay for your whatever you're making for them. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess so. I don't know. I'm just kind of, you know, talking shit because I can't talk about shit.
Yeah.
Just giving you a hard time, Jake.
Yeah. So, let's keep going, though.
Yeah, I guess we're going to move on to our hardware numbers. So, what we got here on the sheet is that DS, 3.04 million.
Woo!
JP has his chin in your face going on. So
Adam is helping me. Yes, I have a partner. But wait.
Adam, no.
wasn't Rich our cheerleader, though?
Yeah, but I think Rich kind of got some sense.
I think he's sleeping, though.
I'm not sleeping, and I'm not a cheerleader, damn it.
We got 2.15 million.
Woo!
Give me a W.
Give me an I.
Give me another I.
360 sells 1.44 million.
Give me a 3.
PS3 sells 1.02 million. PS3 sells 726,000. And PS2 sells 410,000. Not only did Nintendo own the hardware sales, but they also dominate with over half of the top 10 selling software as well. Purple Monkey Dishwasher. Found them.
Well, you gotta keep going with the software numbers.
Wait, does anybody know how the GameCube did last month?
Why are you even asking that?
Like 2?
Maybe 3?
I think minus 2, because they actually sold them. Like, yeah. People selling them, we started buying. Okay, so I guess we're moving to software.
Let's discuss the hardware numbers, though. Because I heard that we just broke the record of, I think,
another one?
Yeah, I think the record was the DS. No. I don't know, I heard that they broke a record though. I don't remember which one.
I think you're thinking of Wii Sports being the top selling game of all time or something like that.
No, it was something about Christmas and selling the most units in Christmas something like that.
I was gonna say though that it's kind of interesting how, you know, if you look at what Wii had this Christmas, it's not as good as last Christmas, and they still managed to sell 2.15 million.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, you know, next year, assuming that, you know, there's supposed to be a lot more better titles available for the Wii, how much more will it sell?
Yeah, well, this Christmas they have Wii Fit, so that's a good start. Then there still is Wii Sport. I think that explains a lot. And Guitar Hero World Tour, that made Wii a hot toy.
That's kind of true. If you look at the software sales, so let's go through the numbers so we can, you know, talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go through the software numbers. So first, Wii Play, 1.46 million. Second place is Call of Duty: World of War for the 360, was 1.33 million. And then third, we have Wii Fit from Nintendo, selling almost a million. Fourth place is Mario Kart Wii, which sold about 979,000. Guitar Hero World Tour for Wii, selling 850,000. Gears of War 2 for the 360, selling 745,000. Seventh place is Left 4 Dead, selling 629,000. Mario Kart DS, selling 540,000. Call of Duty World at War for the PS3, sold for 533,000. And last place, out of top 10, which isn't that bad, is Animal Crossing City Folk, yay, for the Wii, selling 497,000. So,
you know, a lot of Nintendo titles actually up there. Surprised me. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, though, to see Mario Kart DS in the top 10.
Yeah, that's what I thought, dude. I thought that was a typo for a second.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, though. I mean, half
500,000.
I guess the people who just got a Wii and Mario Kart were, like, getting a DS, too, now or something, and saw that Mario Kart was on there, too.
I don't think people waste money like that, but that's a good assumption.
I hate the fact, though, that Wii Play is number one.
It's like, that's kind of, I think it's kind of stupid, though, because, like, Wii Play, come on, they have, it's a Wii remote with one game for $5. Of course, people are going to buy it. When I buy my second controller, I bought it with Wii Play, because, I mean, okay, I'm getting a Wii remote, and I'm
you're
also
part
getting
of the problem, buying Wii Play.
I did not buy it.
Thank you, you're
back to me. I did, thank you.
Two against two.
It's not the host, I overrule. Aha.
Whatever.
The thing is, Wii Play will probably sell throughout the Wii's life. With this free controller, everyone will buy one. Except if you're dumb like me and Kevin.
Yeah, that's exactly true. I mean, like, you're buying a Wii remote and you're buying a game too just for $5. Everybody's gonna buy it at least the first time, and it says Wii at the beginning, so you know.
So that's the key. Put Wii on all your product and it will sell.
Exactly.
It'd be funny if we had those Wii. You know, Wii would like to play commercial with No More Heroes. Yeah, I remember those.
That would be hilarious, though.
Okay, you guys want to add anything to it, or should we move on?
Keep reading below. There's a top 10 games of the whole year, 2008.
Oh, now we got more figures to do.
Oh, shit, I didn't scroll down. Damn it.
We play again.
Back in the number one spot.
Yeah, okay. Number one, we play, selling 5.28 million. Then we got Mario Kart Wii, selling 5 million. Wii Fit, selling 4.53 million. Super Smash Bros.
Yeah!
Yeah, okay, I can agree with that cheer. Selling 4.17 million. Grand Theft Auto 4 for the 360, selling
3.29.
I like Grand Theft Auto, so fuck you.
I like it too, I'm just playing around.
Call of Duty World at War for the 360, selling 2.75 million.
Ooh.
You can put that one because I don't care about World of War.
What? That game is amazing.
I don't want to go back to World War II. I spent enough.
I thought it was Call of Duty 4 for some reason. Just keep on.
Gears of War 2 for the 360 sold 2.31 million. Grand Theft Auto 4 for the PS3 selling 1.89 million. Madden 09 for the 360 selling 1.87 million. Mario Kart DS selling 1.65 million. And just to remind you guys, this is for the top 10 games of calendar year 2008. So that's the total, right?
Yeah. It's kind of surprising having the top four just Nintendo titles.
I was surprised too.
I just really hope Galaxy was up there for some reason. I was looking for Galaxy. I'm like, shit, it came out in 2007. It won't be up there.
But it's kind of interesting too that there's two casual games. Kinda, and then one really hardcore game, and like one kind of half hardcore or half casual game.
It's kind of funny though how, you know, Wii Fit is kind of expensive, right? You know, compared to like, you know, other retail games, but sold 4.53 million.
I'm just gonna tell you something. Like, seriously, I'm just scared with the Wii because it's really like a phenomenon. Cause like before, I used to listen to the radio when I would be driving, and I would just listen to the people talking in the radio show. One was talking in around Christmas. He was like, "Oh, I need someone to call me and tell me where I can find Wii Fit for my mother." And then like another day, I would hear somebody else like saying, "Oh, we're giving away Wiis if you call or something for Christmas." And then I'll listen to other radio shows saying like, "Oh, I just played the Wii yesterday. If you play, you will believe it. I was playing Wii Sports with my family," whatever. And everywhere, it's like that. It's like everywhere we'll be talking about a video game system, if you know what I mean. It's kind of weird seeing all these people from different backgrounds, I guess, just talking about the Wii. Like, if it's just weird how popular the Wii is.
It's taken, like, what, 40 years of gaming to get Wii where it is now. Just think how hard it was to tell your or get your parents to accept that you're a gamer.
I was wondering though, and Adam, you live in another part of the world than the rest of us. Is it kind of the same thing there, or is it a little bit different?
The people I'm with a bunch of geeks like myself, so everyone has a PS3, Wii, or Xbox 360. But it seems that Wii has the same kind of popularity here. But it's even more expensive here than in Europe or in the States. But still, I see posters in malls that they have Wii, they have Wii Fit. They cannot take order for Wii Fit because it's always sold out. So it's a pretty global thing.
Adam, can you tell the listeners where exactly in the world you're situated?
Yeah, of course. I'm in Reunion Island. It's right beside Madagascar in the Indian Ocean, so it's really small and far from everything, but we still have weeds and
terrible
snow.
Internet connection.
Terrible internet connection, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Terrible.
Yeah, if you're wondering why he sounds so weird, it's because the internet over there in the little island. And I think this is a conspiracy, though. I think the Wii's going to take over the world.
I like what the Wii's doing, but at the same time, the core gamers, the one, you know, in the Super NES days and, you know, 64 and GameCube days, they're slowly, you know, becoming a, you know, smaller factor of the Wii. It's companies like, you know, Ubisoft and EA with their MySim series are trying, you know, cater to like more of a casual audience. And even some of the hardcore games like Mario and Metroid are starting to, you know, change the design to be more inclusive, which is fine, but they kind of strip away some of the features that make it hardcore. Like, not hardcore, but, you know, more for gamers like us. I kind of feel like, you know, we're a smaller part of the pie from, like, you know, like a company making a game standpoint than, you know, than it used to be maybe on the N64 and NES. We're not much of a factor anymore, which kind of sucks. They're, like, rehashing old, you know, Pikmin games and, like, Metroids, and say, "Hey, here's games for the core gamer with Wii controls." And it's like, yeah, that's not what we want. Same thing with Animal Crossing, right? It changed the design a bit to be more inclusive. But at the same time, it's strictly, you know, they just kind of lazy put together because they're trying to sell it to a casual market as opposed to, you know, the core gamers that bought it, that bought the original one in the first place to make it so successful. So that's my 2 cents. So, you guys want to add anything or should we move on? Yeah, anger.
Anger. Let's move on.
Oh, wait. Before we move on, going back to the top 10 games of calendar year 2008, which we deviated from quite a bit, Madden NFL 09 is in the 9th spot. I think that was a bit ironic.
Oh, I see. Huh.
Wow.
It's in the 9th spot. You see?
And here I thought that Rich was sleeping.
How's that ironic, though?
909?
A coincidence?
It would be funny if it had, like...
There we go.
What do you think, ironic and mixing up with coincidence?
It would be funny if it would be funny if it sell 1.99 million though.
Oh, you add the 1 plus the 8 and you get 9.
Oh.
It's like that, you know what movie was it, 23, where they just
arbitrary
stuff. Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
Look at that street. Plus this 23.
Yeah.
23 does have that weird. It's one of the mathematical phenomenon thing.
Hey, crap. And number 5, Grand Theft Auto 4 for 360, it's out 32, and if you, like, switch it, it's 23.
See there?
And it's coming for us, man, the number.
23 is actually my favorite number, though.
See, now that is not ironic.
What?
Okay, we're gonna move on from this stupidity. That's right, I call it stupidity.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Yes, okay. So, let's move on to Ubisoft, JP's favorite. Ubisoft claims that the Wii is a female-driven platform. Now, let's go to JP. Talk about Ubisoft. JP?
I'm gonna pass this to Rich, though.
Okay.
By the way, I had to say something. I have a little comment. Rich, I have a question. Where did you got those pictures from? Well, can you give me?
I just did search for, it was Wii playing or girls playing Wii or something.
Can you give me like a little link?
No.
Why not?
It's private. My private reserve.
Crap. Well, at least I tried. No, okay.
Just do a Google search for girls playing the Wii. Because there are some very nice hotties out there.
Okay. Thank you.
JP's like a schoolgirl.
Yes. Wait, what?
I'll say JP's giggles like one.
Oh,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, why won't you talk about your favorite Ubisoft?
I can't even hear you, Kevin, so... It's Rich.
Then why can't you talk about your favorite Ubisoft?
No, but it's Rich post, so I don't know anything about it, though.
Because
last year it was about 50-50 with the female and male owners of the Wii, and now it is 57% female compared to 43% male. So Ubisoft is saying that it is now a female-driven platform, so I guess that is who they are beginning to cater to, which is... Yeah, there you go.
So, just wondering. So, what they're basically saying is that, like, they're sorry for what they said months ago about giving us more hardcore games, and now they're gonna turn to female games?
Well, that doesn't mean that the games are not gonna be hardcore. It just means
that's so wrong in so many ways, what you just said.
What?
Forget it. Just forget it. I
you are filthy minded.
Adam, would you like to add anything?
Yes, Adam. At least now I'm gonna have a girlfriend who plays video games.
Okay, that is always a bonus.
Oh yeah, I don't really agree with Ubisoft. It's not female driven. It's very good to see girls actually starting to play games. So.
I just think that the Wii is not a female-driven platform. I think, you know, I still think gaming is really, you know, a male thing. But I think that actually the Wii has created maybe a market for females, for, you know, female-oriented games, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to drive the platform forward. That's just my take anyways.
Exactly.
Do you guys want to move on, or what about James at a yes?
Yep, let's go. Screw JP. He doesn't share his opinion on this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Blending with rage.
With battle rage.
Okay, so I guess we're going to move on to a rumor about the U.S. release date for the DSi. JP, I don't know anything about this, so I'm going to give it to you.
So there's a rumor from a few sources. I had told IGN that Nintendo is supposedly going to release the DSi for about between $150 to $250, and it will be shipping on April 4th. I personally don't think that's going to happen. I mean, we're only, 3 months away from April? And it looks to me like it's going to be an April Fool joke. I just don't see the DSi after the DS selling 3 million units. I don't see the DSi coming to United States or not. Not now.
If I recall, the Game Boy Advance came out in the spring. I don't remember when the DS came out, but they do like to do spring releases for their handheld systems.
Yeah, I can see DSi coming out in April. Because, it probably slow the DS if casual gamers or girls or anyone would continue to buy DS. And DSi would be there just for the hardcore gamers who want the real size shop and the girls who want cameras.
I don't know. It kind of seems though like the DSi is more like a casual gamer type of system because it has the camera and all that crap. But I don't know.
It's basically I just think that the Nintendo strategy with the DS is to kind of release some sort of hardware advancement every year. You know, you started off with the DS. Then you had the DS with new colors. Then you had, the DS Lite. And it just seems like every other game is different. So I think maybe this year they just want to add, a big hardware advancement. I don't know, something about it seems kind of right. So I think, it's true, more or less.
I think you're right. I totally see where you're coming from with all the minimal step up kind of things.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was just thinking the other day, like, it's kind of weird that we haven't, in the United States over here, there hasn't been a new, big channel announcements. I mean, we got the food and the movie thing and a couple of other channels for Japan, but, like, it has been a long time since we don't hear about channels. And on the other hand, we're getting all these, upgrades and peripherals and whatever, what else, what not.
I think Japan is more into the channels, and it's something they're easier for them to do in Japan. Japan is a much smaller place than the United States. And Japan, they're based in Japan, so it's probably easier for them to do those. That's what I think. They care about Japan more than us. That's just the way it is.
That's their hometown, so.
Yeah, you always cheat your hometown. It's understandable. I guess we're going to move on to Mysterious Countdown Zelda. Again, not one of mine, and since I'm 0 for 2 for handing the JP, I'm going to hand it to Rich.
Actually, Adam posted it, so you're 0-3.
So, Adam, explain, please.
Yeah, well, it's I found out it's a Marvelous Entertainment website, so if you went to see it, it's a triangular hook with a
Triforce.
So Triforce, yeah, and Triforce into Zelda, but it's Marvelous Entertainment. So I don't know anything, but the countdown should be reaching zero pretty soon. So we'll find out.
I think it's
could be a new Zelda.
I don't think
it could be something totally different.
But the countdown, I think, is supposed to end in 6 days, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I saw the picture, and it is really weird. I mean, it looks like the Triforce, but it's, like, made out of wood. And in the middle of it, it has a clock with the countdown thing. I don't think it's a new Zelda, but it might be something, I don't know. I have no idea what it is. We don't know anything about it, if it's a Wii game or whatever. I mean, if it's coming from Marvelous Entertainment, I probably will think that it's a Wii game, but I don't know what to expect from them anymore because of that weird bird controller green vibrator thing that they released.
Oh, the alien wing thing?
Yeah, the little thing that looked like a vibrator.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I don't know what to expect from them. Kind of weird.
I hope it's a Zelda trailer. It would be nice.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's coming from Marvelous Entertainment, not from Nintendo. So I don't think it will be a Zelda game.
What? Maybe they offshoot it to Marvelous.
It could be a teamwork.
You know, maybe they did maybe a Zelda for WiiWare. No, just a thought. Maybe, like, you know, another 2D adventure like Link to the Past. It'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, apparently there's also a countdown on some Sega website, and it's ending about at the same time as the mysterious Marvelous one. So that's two countdown.
Coincidence?
Follow.
Or irony?
That's great.
What the hell? We got a theme for the pod, name of the podcast. Irony versus...
I think I'm going to put that name. But that's kind of weird, though. Oh, who's Sigma, though? I never heard of them. Oh, Sega.
Yeah.
Oh, they have
that's why I was lost. Like, okay. I thought I was talking about Sigma.
Sega has countdown?
Yeah, that's what I thought he said. That's why I was wondering.
Sega, whatever.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
So we'll move on to Ghostbusters. They have a release date for the new Ghostbusters game on June 16th. I am excited because I like Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters in South Africa. How you feel
about
the game?
I saw a couple shots, and I know Red Fly's doing it, so it gets me interested. I like what Red Fly doing, so yeah. I'll keep an eye on Ghostbusters.
Mushroom.
Heck yeah, baby.
Well, I mean, at least we might get a sequel. But we'll talk about that later.
I like it. I'm down.
Who are you gonna call?
Cool.
Oh, Ghostbusters,
awesome.
You know what? Though I wish they would kind of do it back. Like, you remember the cartoons back in the olden days? Those original cartoons.
Yeah, the real Ghostbusters.
I never watched Ghostbusters though.
Well, you don't like good things, man. I'm sorry. I have no respect for you after that debacle last podcast where you said you hated Zelda. You like Twilight Princess, but you hate all the other Zelda.
I didn't hate it.
Metroid.
Yeah, I hated Metroid, though.
Yeah, what happened to that last podcast?
Oh, yeah, shit.
You destroyed it on purpose.
It's our last episode. Our lost episode thing.
We need to find it.
I thought you said you posted it. You told me on the email that you posted it.
No, I didn't.
No, you did?
No, I didn't.
You said that you forgot about it and you're going to post it.
Who are you lying to, our listeners or to Kevin? Which one? Choose your side. Choose your fate.
No,
okay,
I just...
I guess it's even a... Okay, so for you guys who don't know, okay, we recorded a podcast last week.
2 weeks ago.
Where JP explained how his favorite Zelda, which was Twilight Princess, and he did not like Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask. He also claimed that he hated Super Metroid because some game that he liked, his brother traded him.
Sparkster.
Like
nobody remembers about Sparkster for Super Nintendo?
No.
Are you serious? Okay, you guys had to...
What game?
You do? Adam.
What game you said?
Sparkster. It's like a little monkey.
No.
With red hair. Oh my goodness, you guys all suck. You guys gotta go to Google and search...
Everyone sucks but you.
No, you gotta go to Google and search Sparkster. Whatever, you had to... Find that game and play it, and then you can talk crap to me.
No, wait, but in addition to that, you also said you like Galaxy, but you didn't like Mario 64.
True that.
Oh, I do I'm looking at it right now. He's like a mouse or something like that.
Yeah, like a little monkey mouse thing. But that game was amazing. Like, I think his was the last boss battle thing. That game was just amazing. I was in love with that game. Yeah, but any person that is listening, go check the game out. It was my favorite game, you know, back when.
Remember, this is coming from the guy who hated Super, did not like Super Mario 64, did not like Ocarina of Time, did not like Majora's Mask, did not like Super Metroid, but thought that, you know, Twilight Princess and Galaxy are better than those games.
And Metroid Prime 3 Corruption.
Okay, and that too. Who are you going to trust here? That's the question. Who are you going to trust?
Me, of course.
I guess we're going to take a little break and move on to our new segment, where we are going to pick one game that's close to release and talk about it a bit.
And the game is... Deadly Creatures?
So, Adam, what do you think about Deadly Creatures?
I'm not that hyped for that game. I don't know. I watched a couple of trailers, checked a couple of shots of the game. I'm not that excited about the game. It's Play Scorpion. I don't know. I'll have to give it a try and check some reviews. But right now, I'm just not looking into it too much, so I won't be disappointed.
I'm in the same boat as you. I still don't quite get the hook of the game. I mean, some people may like the fact that they want to play the scorpion and tarantula, but something about it doesn't really make me feel compelled to play this. Even though it looks good, environments, everything, you know, there's an authenticity to it. I just don't feel compelled to play as a spider or tarantula. I don't know. It's not for me. What do you think?
I like it. I think it's pretty cool. You get to be a scorpion and stab people with your stinger.
Better to play as a scorpion than a mushroom.
There was a whole thing where Redfly Studios submitted a concept of Mushroom Men to, I think it's THQ, and they denied them or something. And just after they had showed them that, they released info on Deadly Creatures, so it was possibly inspired by Mushroom Men. Just FYI.
Well, I want to say something. I have a true story to tell. Just a couple of days ago, I had a dream. And that dream was about... It's kind of ironic.
About guitars, right?
Huh?
About guitars?
No, nah, that was you, I believe.
That's something from the last podcast for all you guys who don't know.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't about guitars. No, but it's kind of ironic, though, because the guy that made the game or thought about the game, supposedly he had a dream about... playing as a snake with the Wiimote. Well, I had a dream about playing Deadly Creatures and playing as a scorpion. And I don't know, I was just waggling and killing some insects. And I'm just looking at it. I'm disturbed. In the dream, I was going to throw up right away. And then I just woke up. I was just like feeling sick, just looking at all those insects and bugs and kill them and all that crap. And I was just going to throw up in the dream. So, at the beginning, I kind of liked the idea, even though I hate insects and spiders and all that. But now, I'm not looking forward to the game. I did a little article and a new video that was released. And basically, like, what I think is, it's a good concept. I just don't like the fact that Rainbow Studios are making this game and telling people that, oh, this is the hardcore games that gamers want. If they don't buy this game, that means that we're just gonna go do some minigames again because the Wii is not for hardcore gamers, supposedly. But I just think that that's wrong because the idea of playing as a scorpion and as a spider, I don't think it's appealing to a lot of people. It might be a hardcore game where they put the effort in the game, but not a game that is appealing to people to go buy a game like that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so I just don't like the fact that they're hyping this game as a hardcore game, and they're saying, well, if it doesn't sell, we're not gonna make hardcore games anymore, we're just gonna stick with the minigames, and I think that's just stupid. When I read that part about it was an interview, I just got mad at that. I was pissed. I was like, you know what? Screw you. I'm not gonna buy your game. I'm like, no, that's just wrong. So, I wasn't gonna buy it anyway. I'm saying.
Like, I would actually, like, the concept is neat how you play as animals as opposed to, like, you know, people, you know, some sort of soldiers and engineering like that, but if I wanted to play, like, an animal, I wanted to play something powerful, something like, you know, I thought it'd be interesting that maybe not necessarily play as a tarantula, but play something like, you know, in a remote location, sort of like, you know, Indonesia jungle, where they actually have these Komodo dragon, which is, like, 7-foot-tall lizards that, you know, look sort of like dragons, and these things spit venom, like, play something big and interesting. Even like a tiger, a lion, or even take it right far back to the prehistoric games. Play as a T-Rex, something powerful and something a little more interesting. I just don't find little critters that crawl that interesting. That's my take.
Yeah, I think it's funny how on forums and everywhere, it seems like everyone is looking forward to this game. But here, we've got four people, and we're just seeing this game as just another game. I think that's funny. Maybe ironic.
Or coincidence, maybe.
I don't doubt that. I think this is a much better game because they're actually putting effort into it. I look at the kind of like the design of the game, and it looks kind of like the art direction, kind of the way they're going. You have different locations, like, you know, grass, this area, underground. But it's just the fact that, like, it's like playing a protagonist, someone, the protagonist in the game, like, I don't know how you can relate to it, or kind of like, you know, there has to be some connection with the player and the player, the thing that you're playing with. And I don't feel that looking at this game. I might rent it. But, you know, I don't have that urge to buy a game. I'm supposed to, like, gonna buy a game like Mirror's Edge or Dead Space, which are two new IPs that I feel much more compelled to buy. The protagonist and what you're playing as isn't as compelling as it should be. Or they haven't created that compelling connection it should be.
The only reason why I want the game is because how the story is going to be told. Like, I'm interested in what exactly the story is about. But I just think that people are not going to embrace that idea.
We're going to talk about now Sonic and the Black Knight. They stole my tag, sort of. Have multiplayer and more. Which... Since I'm 0 for 3, I'm going to try to go 1 for 3. I 1 for 4. And give it to JP.
Bang. You're wrong again. I think it was Rich.
Yep, that was me. Sonic and the Black Knight. In case you guys haven't heard, Sonic has a big sword in this game. The game is supposed to be having multiplayer modes.
Online?
It's not. No online. No online battles, at least. But multiplayer, local. You could do cooperative mode and competitive mode, I do believe. And it will go online. You will be able to trade items with people you trade friend codes with, and you'll also be able to check out the leaderboards online, which, yeah, it's kind of poopy, but at least it's got online. I mean, I don't want to complain.
It's like some sort of online functionality.
Yeah, we've been doing enough complaining in this podcast already.
I'm actually looking forward to Sonic and the Black Knight. I like Sonic, I'm not gonna lie. I like Sonic.
Me too.
This seems to be, they're going, taking it step by step with Sonic, and if you look at where they started off with Sonic franchise on new consoles, with Sonic the Hedgehog, which was, you know, terrible, then they got Sonic Secret, which was a bit better, then they had the new one, Sonic Unleashed, which is a bit better than that, and now they're kind of, little step by step, I'm hoping this will be better than Unleashed. So
yeah,
I have a little
too.
Bit more hype. Well, what do you think about the game, JP? Unless you hate Sonic
2. Oh, damn, you're so right. I don't hate it. I'm just not a fan of Sonic. I never really was interested in Sonic games.
So you're the one who liked to play as a fat plumber, am I right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or a rat.
Yeah.
A rat knight with rockets on his back.
So you're the one who coined the phrase, was it? Sega does what Nintendo don't? What was that? I forgot that phrase. I remember it a long time ago.
Yeah, Nintendo don't.
That?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sega does what Nintendo don't. I don't know if that's exactly how you do it. I remember that phrase.
That's right. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of Sonic. I'm just curious. Sonic reminds me of Sparkster, though. And I'm going to keep saying that name because I love that game and people should play it. And I wish they release it on the Virtual Console soon, which it's not going to happen, but you can always hope. But I'm just wondering how exactly the sword part is going to work. Because, I mean, I know that Sonic is all about speed. And, you know, running through things and stuff. And jumping on top of enemies and whatever. I'm just kind of curious. Like, are you going to be stopping and sliding your sword and killing people? Or, like...
No, like what I know also is that the sword, you're not, like, stopping and fighting with the sword. You're running and kind of hitting them with the sword at the same time. Which I think is
yeah.
Okay.
So you know, it shouldn't just take away from the speed.
Yeah, it's a much better idea than the werewolf platforming section.
Definitely.
I was going to ask Adam, man, what do you think about Sonic and the Black Knight?
I never was a big fan of Sonic either. I'm more fan of the Big Bomber. But I think they're starting to get it right. Because Sonic in 3D wasn't all that great. But now with the good parts in Sonic Unleashed, so I think there's hope. So I'm kind of interested in that one. It might be good, and I don't know about the sword theme, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and at least give us something good for Sonic. That's about, yeah.
I just hope that one day Sega wakes up and realizes that maybe they should do a WiiWare Sonic game or
2D.
Xbox Live arcade Sonic game in 2D, which we've preached on this podcast before, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's stupid. I think it's stupid. They should do it at least as a side project, a little WiiWare 2D Sonic game. I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt them. I think it's going to actually help them. They have so many games right now. The Condor, Mauer, House of the Dead, and Sonic. They're doing pretty good, though.
Sega's doing Nintendo alright in 2009, at least.
It's kind of weird, ironic.
For it's, Sonic?
It's ironic or coincidence that Sega... I'll keep going, Adam.
At least, Adam, you want to say something? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, seeing how Capcom made Mega Man 9, classic-looking 8-bit, I don't know why Sega couldn't try and make old-school Sonic, so to really bring life back into this little guy.
Yeah, you know what?
2D
That's
Sonic,
true. You're right there. Like, I mean, they did it with Mega Man. Why can't they do it with Sonic? I mean, Sonic be moving on. Like, another rumor? Upcoming online game to bypass friend codes.
That's a good thing.
It wasn't so much a rumor as they just said that there is an upcoming game that will be online that will bypass friend codes.
Yeah, I mean,
if you remember Blast
Works, the one?
Yeah, Blastworks didn't have friend codes. You had to log into a website.
Medal of Honor Heroes 2 didn't have friend codes. Neither does Madden 09, or neither of those EA games.
So that's what I was wondering. Like, so how is this a rumor?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not basically a rumor. It's just there is an upcoming online game that is not going to have friend codes, but nobody knows what game it is. And I read somewhere.
Madden 2010?
I think it's going to be another game more important than Madden. I heard somewhere, like in joystick.com, that they said that some source said that it's not the Conduit, but I just pray that it is the Conduit. I mean, we should be hearing about the online portion of the Conduit soon in the next Nintendo Power. I'm really looking forward to it. I want to know exactly how the online is going to work. And I just hope that Nintendo is not that stupid and they let High Voltage not use the friend codes. Because, seriously, please, you know.
Well, Nintendo's not publishing it. It's Sega, so
yeah,
Sega's
but,
got kind of the call there.
No, but they had to ask permission to Nintendo to do that. I mean, they can't just skip the system.
But it wouldn't be High Voltage and the Condo guys asking. It would be the publisher asking, more or less, right?
Yeah, you know, Sega, High Voltage, whatever. I hope...
I'm just busting your chops there.
Yeah, but I just hope that it's the Condo. I don't know what other upcoming game is online right now. What other games can we think of that will maybe not use sprint codes?
It's kind of a tough call because we don't... Like, the 2009 games that we know of, we don't know much of. Like, the games that actually do have online, we don't know much about it. So, everything's pretty much speculation. So, what's the point?
Maybe Punch-Out?
Or Sonic and the Black Knight?
And another local multiplayer.
I don't know.
You need friend codes for leader points, don't you?
You can also trade items.
Yeah, so they're probably going to use friend codes. I just hope that it's the Conduit. I mean, that game should not ever use friend codes.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but they already found out that Conduit is using friend codes.
They don't know that.
That's what the article
That's
said
what
on
Joystick
Voice
said. That was only Joystick. I didn't see that news anywhere else. So I'm going to keep my hopes up, and I'm going to
watch it crash down.
I don't care. I'm going to keep my hopes up. Because if Blastworks didn't have friend codes, why can't the Conduit? I mean, I know why. Because we speak and Nintendo they're just out of their mind. They're crazy. But I know it's going to have friend codes. I mean, it uses we speak. I think Nintendo should do an option that when you sign up for your online account, the parents, you can listen to people. Or if, like, in online games, they do a different section for people that don't want people that curse. And others that don't care. Maybe a system that will, like, if someone's gonna curse, like, it will stop and it will, like, ban them from the game or something. I just think that friend codes are stupid overall.
I think everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a person out here that actually enjoys the music of prank codes.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if it was just, if it was only one prank code.
One prank code, fine. Like, one universal prank code for every game, but it's not. It's one prank code per game, so you know, 10 games. I remember the editorial I did.
Yeah.
It was, you know, actually break down the numbers for every game that you bought and put down, like, you know, the 90 prank code. It adds up to quite a lot.
There's one prank code for your Wii console, so why couldn't we just use this one? It would make too much sense.
That's what
we
are.
Too much sense, so they didn't do it.
It's Nintendo.
I know. I get what you're like. You know, one friend code when you got the console. Why can't we just use that for every game?
Wait, what if it's?
I guess Nintendo's really trying to crack down on piracy. That's why they made it so complicated and convoluted that every friend code just so that it would, you know, deter piracy somehow.
I think it's just a conspiracy. I mean, I think those friend codes mean something. You know, it's like an evil code. That, like, as many codes as you put, it gives them, like, money or something. I don't know. I think it's just a conspiracy.
So I guess we're going to move on from that before JP pulls a gasket. This one's about Little King's Story, about it being delayed, and some more X-Seed stuff. Little King's Story is kind of falling off my radar, so I assumed it was delayed. So I'm going to hand it off to, I don't want to go 0-5, I'm handing it to JP.
Oh my god, again, Rich, wasn't it you that did the thing?
Yep, there was a Neil Gaffer who interviewed one of the people who work at XSEED, and they found out that Little King's Story will be delayed. I think it's just a few months, so it's not going to hit the February release date that it was supposed to have. And there's a bunch of other little minor details about other games, and just basically saying they're on track on their schedule, and just talking about random stuff. But the main point of the interview was Little King's Story, and that's about it. I mean, Little King's Story, if you don't know, is like Pikmin, basically, except for you're a little child king guy and you're issuing your townspeople around.
I mean, that's a good thing though that they delayed it, because Little King's Story really fell off the radar. If they would have released it in February, I think they would have Mad World?
Mad World and House of the Dead are both coming early 2009.
Yeah, so, like, you know what I mean? It would have kind of been overshadowed by those games. But I think maybe it was better just, you know, let it slide a bit. So it wouldn't be too many big titles surrounding it, so it would be more a chance for it to sell.
I'm really looking forward to it, though. It looks like a nice concept. It looks interesting, so.
I guess we're moving on?
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk about the Conduit multiplayer details. And I'm giving that to JP.
Hey, he's 1-6.
Yes!
That's impressive.
That's less than 25%.
That's impressive for a loser. But anyways. Like I mentioned before, we're going to get some multiplayer info from Nintendo Power. They mentioned that they're going to have the first look at the Conduit's multiplayer. And they're going to talk about all the details and all that. Which, I'm pretty excited. I want to know how exactly the multiplayer is going to work. Okay, I'm looking forward for the Conduit for its story, and I'm really, really, really looking forward for the online multiplayer mode, and I hope it doesn't disappoint me. I want to mention something. I read a better topic on the IGN board, but a new video. It's kind of weird. It's kind of interesting, though. I didn't know that the High Voltage was actually, you know, making this really deep, deep, deep storyline into the Conduit. But in one of the screens, Mr. Four is with the RCNI, and there's a little note at the right in a wall, printed in the wall. It says something about alien supposedly attack that happened in Brazil, in a little island. Like, then it says something about that, and it says it was more successful than Roswell, which Roswell is the Area 51. So it's kind of interesting, though. They're like combining a fake story with a real story.
It's about the conspiracy of Freemasonry, which is supposedly a group of people who are trying to unleash the Antichrist, pretty much. And it's got a lot to do with aliens who are going to start the New World Order.
Yeah, but I mean,
in 2012.
That's another one. That's another topic in the IGN boards. But that's more speculation than the real thing. They were talking about the RCNI and the I thing.
Yeah, the RCNI is part of Freemasonry.
But is it real? Like, in the game,
yeah.
Like, High Voltage said that that's what it means?
Well, the all-seeing eye is part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so like a real artifact of those people that they...
Yeah, yeah. It's on the back of our of the dollar bill and everything.
It's supposedly...
Of the American dollar bill.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry.
Everyone, this podcast is American.
Yeah, but...
So sorry.
Whenever they did the money bill, it was just supposedly like the eye of God looking, you know, for America or whatever. It didn't actually mean that. I mean, yeah, it's just conspiracy, whatever. But anyways.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
That's why they call it a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I'm just, like, really intrigued into what exactly... I just don't want to hear anything else about the story of the conduit. I just want to play it, figure it out.
A bunch about the story, so you kind of spoiled a lot of things that people may not want to hear. Not me.
I'll spoil it for you.
No, no, stop.
It all ends in 2012. There you go.
Sorry to get a bit off topic. I heard another dude's theory too, but I won't get into that. But I just hate it when people, like, a while back, Galaxy and Metroid and a bunch of other games came out. Every time you wrote kind of a post or anything, you put spoilers on it. And I remember one time I put a spoiler about one of the lockable characters in Galaxy, I won't say what. And like, someone clicked on it and basically cursed me and be like, why did you put this, you know, thing up telling everyone? And then I was like, I wrote down, I put spoiler on it, like, what else did you expect? And he wrote back to me, oh, I thought spoiler was a joke. Like, if you don't want to hear about the game, why would you go in the threads talking about the game, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I hate when people do that, I'm sorry, I just have to... vent that out. This podcast has made me very angry over not just that, but many other things too that probably will get edited out later.
Like the 6-1 ratio of guessing.
Yeah, and my voice having kept saying the same thing over and over and over again.
That was funny though.
One more time, come on. One more time, let's go. That's another inside joke from the last episode.
The last episode. So, Adam, what do you think about the conduit and all that we have been talking about?
I'm as much intrigued as you are about the story. It looks like the kind of story I'll be having fun to discover.
You guys want to move on to the Red Flag Studio interview?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we're going to talk about our exclusive.
Woo!
Yes, we have an exclusive Red Flag Studio interview. That has to be GP. Right?
Because
I gotta go to
JP,
right?
Nah, set 1 out of 7. Rich?
That goes to me.
Red Fly Studios, in case you didn't know, are the people who have made Mushroom Mint. We got the opportunity to talk to them and ask a few questions, and we found out that there is a possible chance of a sequel coming. And yeah, we just asked a few questions. They gave a few answers, and it's up on the site right now if you want to check it out.
Did you check the interview?
Yeah, we just sent them some questions via email, and they sent answers back.
So did you send them our RPG WiiWare idea?
That goes to 2DBoy, not Redfly.
I know, but you could send it to them.
Well, guess what? I failed you this time. Now the blame rests on my shoulders, not JP's.
Yeah.
Then you guys can share the blame. I got Adam now, so me and Adam can make fun of you. So basically, if you guys don't know this, I'll just explain it quickly. We had an idea for an RPG to be done on WiiWare that we mentioned long ago in one of the podcasts. And when JP was going to conduct an interview with 2DBoy, he was supposed to mention it to them. And then lo and behold, JP never mentioned it to them.
And also, lo and behold, we didn't get the answer.
So me and Rich made fun of them, and now Rich dropped the ball. Now I will curse Rich outside this podcast many, many times.
Oh no.
Way to go, Rich.
It's all my fault.
I want to mention something about the interview. Just so you know, we got 2 big hints and 2 different questions about the sequel. They had the chance they're going to do it, that's for sure. But then there's another little detail. They actually are stealing an idea from Rich.
Well, they're not stealing it, they're borrowing. It's not even confirmed if they're going to use it or not, but...
No, yeah, I'm just kidding, but...
They could have had the idea down a long time ago, and I just mentioned it.
Yeah, well, he said he was going to write it in the piece of paper, so... But, I guess just check out the exclusive interview, and hopefully we'll have more interviews in the, you know, upcoming weeks. Get some other developers to actually...
Okay.
Talk to us.
Move on to our final, well, I think it's our final topic. be on reader questions. So we're going to talk about our top 10 most anticipated WiiWare games of 2009. That has to be JP.
Actually, it's not me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's 1 out of 8, but it was Justin from...
See, I couldn't know.
Yeah, that's true.
See, we'll give you half a point credit for that.
Yeah,
we'll
give you half. It's a list of 10 games that we're really looking forward to in WiiWare. It's not a top 10, it's just a list of 10 games. And in the list is Evasive Space, Swords and Soldiers, Icarian, Last Flight, which we haven't heard since a long time ago. Cave Story, Light, Snowboard Rip, or something, Lit, and Eternity's Child, which we haven't heard of from a long time ago, and Animales de la Muerte, which we are not sure if it's coming to WiiWare or if it's going to be a complete this retailer game. What are you guys looking forward to in the WiiWare? What's your top one game that you're looking forward to?
Mine was actually not in your top 10.
Which one?
Last Wind 2.
Last Wind 2.
Confirmed, we don't know anything about it, but I fell in love with Last Wind, so I'm really looking forward to the next one.
Yeah,
I don't know how they can improve it, but the mood was just awesome, so yeah. Animals de la Muerte sounds really good too.
What about you, Rich?
I guess Animales, or I can't pronounce that, Animales de la Muerte. That one seemed pretty fun. I like the top-down shooter kind of stuff.
But I just want to mention something for the listeners. By the way, if you haven't checked out the character biography of Mega Man, check it out. It was made by Adam, the Steve Hawkins guy over here.
Isn't that it?
I do believe.
Wait. We have a podcast question.
Oh.
So
what's the question?
Just want to mention, guys, please, listeners, if you want, send us questions at tips@twgnintendo.com. And other thing I want to mention is you can please, if you can, please rate our podcast in the iTunes store. And join our site. It's twgnintendo.com. So our one question is, what Xbox Live Arcade or PlayStation Network game do you most want to see appear on WiiWare?
This 2D game for the Xbox Live Arcade that I played. It's like a side-scrolling game, but full of puzzles that it's pretty hard. And I liked it. That and that the other one, what's it called again? The one that was based off the NES game and they redid it. I can't believe I'm forgetting it. The one with the claw. You guys don't want to
know? No idea.
Bionic Commando.
Oh, yeah. So, what about...
Yeah, those are my two.
What about... It was just one.
Okay, I'll take Bionic Commando.
You always had to take an extra step. I remember the top 10 thing. Whatever.
Yeah.
Give them an inch and they take a mile. More shame.
So, what about you, Adam?
Why would the shame not mentioning our idea? You just say it fast.
Fight me.
But what about you, Adam? What Xbox Live would
I take? I take the next Behemoth game, the guys who made Castle Crashers and Alien Hominid. I'd like their next game to be on WiiWare.
What game is it? Can you explain it a little bit?
It's like a side-scrolling brawler, and really with hand-drawn graphics, really good looking. And I read somewhere they just confirmed doing a sequel to Castle Crashers or something along the line. And this is a small dev team, and they're really good. It's the guy who started Newgrounds.
Sweet.
So what's your guys' picks?
I don't know the name of mine. It was called Calling All Cars, I think. I remember seeing a video of it. I think it was on X-Play or something. The game is a top-down driving game. You get to choose your car. I saw they were playing Hot Potato kind of thing. You had a run into other cars to give them the siren or try to avoid them, and it just seemed pretty cool. People who have an Xbox 360 or PS3 probably know what I'm talking about, but...
I do, but I don't know what game you're talking about, but I don't really do too much Xbox Live Arcade stuff, so...
It was one of the popular ones. All I remember is that. popular, it looked cool, and that was it.
JP, so, what's your pick, Matt?
I don't follow arcade, Xbox Live Arcade or PlayStation Network games. But I will pick out of the few that I know, Bionic Commando. It just looks really cool.
Okay. So I guess that's it.
That's it for our podcast.
Well, we gotta say thanks to Josh for sending in the question, at least.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
So,
yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
What?
He tried to screw him over like he tried to do last... The missing podcast.
Yep.
You know? It's not fair. You shouldn't put up that podcast, man. That was a funny one. The guitars and...
Yeah,
I thought that was one of our better ones, too.
Hello?
The one where, you know, Adam was supposed to be in that podcast, but sort of robot his way out of that podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. No, I was there in the chat, and all I could see
is
Kevin, louder, Kevin.
I know, and I wasn't even reading it until like the third, fourth time you wrote louder, like, oh shit.
But let's wrap it up now, I think.
Yeah, I think JP hates that podcast.
The what?
He totally clowned him about the guitars.
Yeah, let's just wrap it up now.
Okay, so thanks guys to the TWG Nintendo podcast. Keep looking for us for, like, you know, Nintendo news and stuff like that. JP, anything you want to say?
Just, you know, TWGNintendo.com. And just thank you for listening.
All right, so take it easy, guys.
See ya.